two tats, Rabbi Yehuda Meir Bremen and Kishayim. We had a machloket in the first Mishnah of the Perek that the Mishnah said that on Yerakot you say Berei Pri Adama like all Pri Peyot of the Arts, and Rabbi Yehuda says you make a Bremen and Kishayim. He was more specific with the bracha. That's Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rabbi Zeri, Vitema Rabbi Hanina Bar Papa, Ein Alak Rabbi Yehuda. We don't pass like that. Rather, all vegetation and all fruits of the ground, we make a break. We add them up. Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa. My time is Rabbi Yehuda. Even though we don't pass him like Rabbi Yehuda, we want to understand what's the reason why Rabbi Yehuda holds that you have to make a more specific bracha. There's Omekram, Bracha Hashem Yom Yom. You should give a bracha to Hashem day day. What does that mean? Vechibi Yom. What do you mean you bless Hashem in the day? In the daytime you bless Hashem, and not in the nighttime? The perish of the pasuk is, according to the specificness of the day, you should bless Hashem, as Rashi mentions. According to the specificness of the day, that's how you should bless Hashem, and that's why it's Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Each day is specific, and if there's something different about the day, you make the specific bracha for the day. Hachinami kol min v'min. The more specific you can make a bracha, tein lume ein bracha to. According to the specificness of the species or the thing, you make a bracha. But we don't pass like that. Rather, all fruit of the ground and all vegetation of the ground, we make a brei pri adama, not like Rabbi Yehuda, that we're more specific with the bracha. Once we had one statement from Rav Zeira, and some say it's Rabbi Chanina, we're going to bring down another one, like the Derech of Shas is, even though it has nothing really to do with the Baal Lachor. I'm Rabbi Zeira, Vitemi Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa. Bo Rosh Lo Kemidat HaKodesh Baruch Hu Midat Vasav Vegam. Come and see the ways of Hashem is not like the ways of people, humanly ways. Midat Vasav Vegam, because when you look at what we have in our world, a Kli Reikon Maxi. Something that's empty, a kli reikon, an empty vessel, it's maksik, you can fill it up. Mole, but if it's already filled up, enu maksik. It cannot contain any more. Aval HaKodesh Baruch Hu, enu ken, Hashem's not so, meaning in the spiritual realms. Mole, as Rashi says, it's an Adam Chacham, someone who's mole, he's maksik. He could absorb more and take more in. Reikon, but someone who doesn't know anything, who's a reikon, enu maksik. That's the ways of Hashem. Only the Malay can take in more, the Chacham can take more and more, and the Reikon can't take anything. Shne'emar, as we have the first pasuk of the second paragraph of Shema, Vayomer im Shemoa Tishma, we normally translate when we read it, if you will certainly listen. But over here we're separating the words Shemoa to Tishma. Im Shemoa, if he heard, he learnt, and he's Mali Chacham, Tishma, he'd be able to hear more and he'd be able to fill and be machzik more, fill himself up with more. Vim Lav, and if he didn't hear, if he's not a Chacham, Lo Tishma. So the Pasuk really break up into two words, Im Shemoa, if he's heard, he's a Chacham, Tishma, he'll be able to fill up more. Dava Acher, Im Shemoa V'yashan, if he hears in the old, meaning if he does chazorah a few times in what he's heard already, then tishma bechadash, then he'll hear the new material better. Meaning nothing metaphysical. When a person masters the learning that he's already had and he has it over and it's clear to him, the new learning just comes out much easier. He develops his madrega and learning, and that's the yisod of chazorah. When a person im shemo v'yashon, if you take the time out to clarify and understand and do chazor, and what you've already heard, then tishma v'chadash, it's going to be that much easier to hear new material. V'im v'anam l'vavcha, if you let your heart go idle, shuv lo tash tishma. If you don't learn, you don't do chazor, you're not going to understand, you're not going to learn more. What's the difference between the first one and the second one? Rashi explains. The first one is im shemoa. If you heard tishma, that's pamechad. If you learnt, sofcha titaraz and pamechad. It's almost like a mitzvah, a gereret mitzvah. If you learn once, the end will be that you'll tilt your ear to hear another time. So if you have to learn, and you'll learn more. The second one, in tishma b'yashan, shishanit b'shalash, ma shishamat ishtaked, if you reviewed it a second time, a third time, what that you heard the other day, then you'll hear again. So the first time is just wisdom, if you're interested in wisdom, you'll continue being interested in wisdom. The second one is, if you want to understand your Limudim better, the Yisod is to review. Okay. Last year. And it's really, yeah. Okay. Since our year. Yeah, we saw a few days ago that the Chazor was after 30 days. And so the Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, after 30 days, he made sure that he understood it. He saw it is, though, that we, why does Rashi say Dafka last year? Okay. From the past. From the past. Mishnah. New Mishnah. This is on Berkas of the Peiros. On Memanal at the Mishnah. Peiros of Peiros at Elon. If someone made a bracha on, like, an apple, for example, he made a break for Adama. He said break for Adama by accident. Yotze. He's Yotze because salt, it's not a lie. It's true. The apple does come from the ground. The apriya aretz. But if he says, when, for example, watermelon, break for eights, it's not true. Lo Yotze. He's not Yotze. Mikmor would ask, he's going to ask the obvious question. That's a pretty tough question, not Yotze with that. The alkulam, by the way, the Shulchan Aruch says on this halacha, it quotes the halacha as the Mishnah, and it says, therefore, if a person's misupa, if he has a priya in front of him, he doesn't know if it's a melon or if it's a fruit or something, sometimes you get these melons, they look nice and small and everything, then something, you should make a break for Adama. If the man of shach, you're going to be yotzi. But of course, we always want to make the more specific bracha, that's only b'di'evit, l'chadchila, one should know the halachas of the brachas, and therefore he should always be aware of what bracha to make. From what thing? It's not as many luachs of brachas that are available that tell us. V'yakulam, and on everything, imomer shehakol niyevidvro yatsa. On everything under the sun, if you make a shehakol on it, you're yatsa. And we'll see, there'll be a machloket on this one if bread and wine is included in that klal of the Mishnah. Okay, so the Mishnah is mashma. If you have fruit from the tree, an apple, we'll use this for example, if you make a bray pri adama, you're yatsa. Why? Because a tree, the ikur of the tree is the ground. So we're going to see that's a machloket. If the fruit of the tree, if its ground is called the ground, or if its grounding is the tree itself. So our mission is saying that since you can make a break for adama on a fruit of a tree, we're saying that the ikur of the ilan is the aura, is the ground. And we're going to ask him this, we're going to see there's going to be a machloket. Man tana te ikur ilan ara. Our mission is stam. Who is the author, who is the Tana that holds that the ikur of the tree is the aura? That there's no problem at all making a break for your Adam on it. We're going to see it's a machloket. Okay. It's Rabbi Yehuda. As we have a Mishnah with Bikorim. In Bikorim, you have to bring, you cut your tree, you cut your fruits, you harvest your fruits, and you bring your first fruits into Eretz Israel. And part of the statement that you say when you bring the Bikurim is Min ha'adama she'ne tatali. I'm bringing, you have to, it's in Parshas Ki Tavo, you have a whole paragraph that you have to say. And one of the things you have to say is that I'm bringing from the adama she'ne tatali. Now on that there's going to be a machloket. What happens if Yavish Hama'ayin? First you harvested your fruit, we'll take a date as we're dealing with the Zion meaning. It was Yavish Hama'ayin. You harvested, and now the ma'ayin that waters the field dried up. Or you cut down the tree, and now you want to bring your bikurim, and you did not yet bring it up. You already harvested. So the Tana Kama holds, maybe the inukurim. You bring your fruit, but you can't read, because it's a lie. Because you say, mina adma shenatatili. And the ground that it came from, meaning the tree, is not there anymore. It's either the water supply dried up, or the tree's not there. And therefore, Tana Kama holds that you cannot read the formula of the Bikurim. Rabbi Yehuda Meir, maybe the Kori, you bring it, you read it, because soap, the ground is there. And since you're saying it, since the acre of the tree is the ground, you read. And that's the machloket over there in Bikurim. Whether or not the fruit of the tree is nourished from the tree, or it's nourished from the ground. Rashi, the acre ilan arahi. Our Mishnah says that the main part of the tree, the nourishment of the tree that the fruit is going to get is the ara. The eka kol ha-peirot hi ha-aretz. The main source of the peirot is the ground. Va'akol gadol mimenu, and everything grows from the ground. So the case in Bikorim, Yavesh, Ma'ayim, Benikta, Te'ilam, Ha'ilo, Beit, Shalchin, he had an irrigated field. Ubal, Ma'ayim, there was a Mayan in there, Shehu, Mishkahu, Mimenu, and everything is watered from it. Ve'katzar, Bikorim, and now you harvested your first fruits, Mimenu. The Akakach, and only afterwards, Makloka Bishonim, by the way, Rashi is just saying that afterwards it dried up, not before you did the harvesting. The Akakach, Yavish Amayin, Bechain Sade, Elon, and say also an orchard, Bekatas Bikorim, and you cut the Bikorim Imenu, the Akakach Nitzata Elon, and then the tree was cut down. So the Tanakam, it says, maybe the Anikori. She'eru Yochalom of this, you can't say anymore, Mina Adama Shena Tatali. What's the Tanakam holding? That the Ikara is the tree. The cave in the Avishama Ayib and Nikta Taila Mimenu Batlala Ara. The Ara, the source of the fruit is Batl. And Rabbi Yehuda holds maybe the Kori, the Haaretz he Iker. Yes, the ground is the Iker. So just like any Sugya in Shas, just to be Ma'ara, the Shilas over here, this Sugya is also like, it just goes deep and deep and deep. Because we have a Stam Mishnah, and we have a Klal, Stam Mishnah, the Halachas Stam Mishnah. So therefore we see for our Mishnah, the Iker Ilam, Ara. It's if you have an apple, and you make a grape Adam on it, you're going to be Yotzi. So Rashi, Tosfot, makes the obvious conclusion, in Rebbe Tivarim is Maskil Rebbe Yehuda, to near it the Halachas Rebbe Yehuda. Therefore, since our Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah, and we Paskin like it, and you have a Machloket and Bikurim, the Halachas should be like Rebbe Yehuda. And so says Tosfot, and here the Halakh to Rebbe Yehuda, the Stam Lantana Kavadate, in Berichala Pirat to Elon, Break for Adama Yate. You go over there and you look in Bikorim in the Rambam, and what do you find? Halakha Katana Tanakama. So Machloka, the Rambam, Rambam, over there in Bikorim Paskins, that the Iker of the Elon is not the Ur, and over here in Hilchos Brachos, the Paskins, it is the Ur. Again, this is a tremendous Sukhya, Rev Chaim in Derech Emunah. Has a whole piece on it. He tries to be master the two sugyas, the master the two sugyas, according to Yushami. Again, like every sugya in Shas, nothing is poshut. As Rav Cheska Levenstein says, anything is kal to only the people who look at it kal. But the more you look at something, the deeper and deeper, the more difficult it gets. Okay, I'll pay with the arts. Oh, there's another question that's brought down in the Mephoshim over here on fruit that's not ripe. Unripe fruit, everybody holds to make a prayer pradam on it. Because that's not the ikar way you eat a fruit, it's an unripe fruit, so it goes down a darga in its bracha. So the question is, what about that fruit if you make a ha'etz? It's a machloket poskim. And what do you do on that? Okay, al pri ha'aretz, you have a watermelon, for example, and you make now a brei pri ha'etz. The Mishnah says, you're not yotzi. Pshita, of course you're not yotzi, it's not an etz, you didn't say something true. So what's the chiddush of that part of the Mishnah? I'm Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, lo tzricha. Now, we need to tell us, there is a chiddush that if you have peyut of the aretz, some fruit that grows in the aretz, if you make an eitz, you might think that there's a case where you would be yotzer. Hello, what's the case? Rebbe Yehuda, yom echita min ilan hi. It's a shita of Rebbe Yehuda that says, chita, wheat, is a type of tree. Where do we see this? It's Rosh. Titania, ilan shachal mimeno adam rishon. The tree, the eitz hadas that Adam Rishon ate from, what was the fruit? It was not an apple, according to the sheetahs over here. Okay, I don't know where that came from. Rabbi Meir Omer Geffen Haya. Rabbi Meir says it was a vine. She'en l'chadavish maybe yalla la Adam el yayin. There's nothing that brings yallas crying when someone dies, that type of mourning crying, rather than wine. And since it brought death into the world, it was stama wine that caused it. She'nemar v'yesht min yayin. When it's talked about Noach, the yesh min yayin, the yishka, and he got drunk. And there are shitas that hold that the reason why Adam Arishon was able to eat from the eitz hadas is that the chupa, das hakenim brings down on parsha shemini, at the chupa, Kodesh Baruch Hu made the berkas erusin on yayin, mishetz made reishi, and it's probably obviously very strong wine, gave it to Adam Arishon and became shikra, and that's how Hava was able to give him the fruit over there.
Does that mean that the
Greeks commented
on the vine?
Off
the vine, it was already
stomach. Yeah. Okay, maybe Nechemia, it was a te'ena. The fruit that Adam Arishon ate from was a te'ena. Why? Shevadavah shnitkakalu bo, nitaknu bo. The thing that he was mitkakulin that caused his disaster is the one that helped him out. Shinamar to Yitburu Allah Ta'ina. They tied to themselves or sewed to themselves the fig to cover themselves up. The leaves of the fig. So that was the Shita. Rabbi Yehuda, and this is the Shita we need, Omer Hita Haita. The Eitz Hadas was a wheat tree. Wheat tree. Okay, what's his vayah? She'ein tinuk yudei lekvot abba v'ima ad she'yitom tam dagan. That a tinuk, a little baby, does not know his mother and father had to call abba v'ima until they start eating grains, until they start eating chita. That's put down. So since we see that Rabbi Yehuda holds, when it comes to the eitz adas, that the chita was an eitz, I would think that Hoel, the Omer Rabbi Yehuda, chita min ilani, that since chita is really a type of tree, it's an eitz adas, you can make a break for your eitz, because we already saw that if you eat wheat not in the normal way, for example, if you chew on the kernels, you make a break for your adamah. You would think that in this case, if you make a break for your eitz, you'd be yotze. The Mishnah comes to tell us, kamash malan, no. And any torch that I have on the eitz of dust comes from Rav Lech, so we'll wait for Rav Lech to come and he'll say his own Torah that he's spoken about in the past. Vashi. Shahu may be Yalala Zeh Misa. It was the one that brought Misa into the world. Shein Tinuk Yodei Likrot Abba V'Ima Zeh Nikra Eitz Hadas. And that's why it's called Eitz Hadas. So now, what makes something a fruit of a tree and what makes something a fruit of the ground? Meaning, what's the criteria that you should make a Brei Pera Eitz on a fruit or a Brei Pera Adama on a fruit? That's what this Gemara is over here. Heicha Mivrachim Brei Pera Eitz. When do you make the Bracha Brei Pera Eitz? And the Gemara gives the formula. Hecha deki shakaleit lepeiri ati ligavza v'had mapik. We'll read it according to Rashi. We'll just sit on this line for a second, as it gets complicated. This line, according to Rashi. Okay, Rashi says the gavza is hanafsho eitz, the branch. Rather, when you take the fruit, comes the branch and produces more fruit. It's all dependent on the branch. That's Shita's Rashi. Other Rishonim say that Gavza is the roots. As long as, that's the Torah brings down, that as long as you don't have to replant it every year, its roots produce a new tree or a new plant that's going to produce fruit, that's the criteria of fruit over here. The Shulchan, the Ramah, apostles like Vashi, he says, the lo mikri eitz, shalom motzi alav me'etzo, that are ela. It's only called an eitz, something that produces from its tree, meaning the tree remains year after year, but if it's only producing from the roots, meaning if the tree falls, it's a new tree and it re-sprouts every year like the banana trees, right? A banana tree are these big trees, but every year they grow anew from the roots. So those would not be an eitz, rather something that produces from the branches every year a new fruit that is a break for our eitz. The question over here comes in bushes, berries, strawberries, and all these other things. I'm not exactly sure how it works, but the poskim are bringing it down over here. I guess berries, the bushes remain every year. And yet we know that we make a break for Adama on raspberries and blackberries and strawberries and things like that. And what? What? On blackberries, maybe not. But I saw strawberries we make a break. Strawberries is a tumult. What is it? Okay, but berries of the tree, like raspberries, is making eggs on it. So actually, strawberries is a machloket. It's machloket posted on it. Tosfot brings it down. You can see the first word. Hacha nira detutim ukiyotzi behem, whatever those things are. Levarkalim break for eggs. He says break for eggs. What? So there's an eighth tooth, there's an eighth adamah. So I looked in the Sefer Zosha Brachas, and he says on an eighth sada, that even on that, we're not sure exactly things are. Therefore, if someone accidentally makes a break for an eighth on a strawberry, he's yotze. And what he should do is he should not eat too many of them, though. And he says it's similar to an ananas, a pineapple. Pineapple tree, bush, I'm not sure exactly what it is. He says it's also a problem with that. If you accidentally make a break for an eighth on it, you should only eat a little bit. And again, when the blood comes in, I'll cover the sukkah thoroughly. And the things our job is just to be more of the shilas that are going on. Aval hecha dechi shakale peri leiti lekavta dahar demapik lamavricham alei brei priya eight ele priya b'adma. But when that if you take the fruit, you pick off the fruit, leiti the branches or the roots, do not produce more fruit. Lo marvichim aleha brekri ha'eis ela brekri ha'adamah. That's the sugi over there. Like all sugis, it's that good. V'akulam imam eshakol. The second part of the Mishnah on everything. If you make a shahakol, it's you're going to be yotzi the bracha. Itmar, we have a machlokan on it. The Hunomer, chutz min apat u'min al yayin. Except for bread and wine. These are special, there's a specialty to them, and therefore you're not going to be yotzi the shahakol. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, afilu pat v'yayin. Even bread and wine is the klal. Whenever you say shahakol, you're yotzi b'yayin, of course, because you didn't say the best bracha, you're yotzi the bracha. Name it tonight. Let's say this machloket of Hun and Rabbi Yochanan is not a machloket amarayim. Itmar always is an introduction for machloket amarayim. Rather, it's a machloket tonight. And here's the machloket. Va pat. You see some bread. Yom Ekamen Na'apad. Oh, how nice is this bread? Zu Baruch HaMakom Shibar. Blessed is the Makom, Shame of Hashem, that created it. Yotze. His Yotze is Brucha, and he can eat it. Va Te'ena. He sees a nice fig. Yom Ekamen Na'ateena. How nice is this fig? Zu Baruch HaMakom Shibar. Blessed is Hashem that created it. Yotze. His Yotze is Brucha. That's different from every mayor. If Yotze mayor, no. You're not Yotze. Why? Kol HaMishana. Anyone that changes the coinage or the formula that coined Chachamim in the brokers, lo yatzidei chavoso. Meaning, we can't make up our own brokers. That's Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Meir says, it's a fine. You did all the criteria of making a broker, you're Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, if you change the nusach, you're not Yossi. Neima, let's say that this is the machloket Rav Huna and Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Huna, that says that you are not Yotzi, Asher HaKol, on things like wine and bread. Name of Rabbi Yosef, Yomer, to Rabbi Yossi. He's going to hold like Rabbi Yossi because you changed the Nusach. The proper Nusach for bread and wine is a specific Nusach, and you changed it, and therefore you're not Yotzi. And Rabbi Yochanan that says you are Yotzi, Yomer to Rabbi Meir. It doesn't matter the exact Nusach that you say, as long as you fill the criteria of Brachas. And we say, no. That both Rabbi Rav Huna and Rabbi Yochanan can say like the other Shita. Omer lecha Rav Huna, anit yamei afil Rabbi Meir. No, you said that I only hold like Rabbi Yossi, that you can't change the criteria, that you can't change the formula of the bracha. I can even hold like Rabbi Meir over there. What's the difference? Anit yamei afil Rabbi Meir. I can even hold like Rabbi Meir. Even though I hold with bread and wine, you are not Yossi with your shakol, but Rabbi Meir, Lo kamai, he doesn't say Rabbi Meir Hatam, Ella Heka Dekai Matkin Shemei Depat. Over there he's Yotzi because he mentioned the Dalet and the Zion are interchangeable. Matkin Shemei Depat. Because he mentioned pot, right? He said, Lo pot, he saw the pot. Yomi kama na pot. He said, how nice is this pot? Baruch HaMakom Shibar. He mentioned the term bread. And that's fine for the accumulation of making a broch of a bread. Aval Heka Delo kama Matkin Shemei Depat. But where you didn't mention it, you just said Shahakol, I feel Rabbi Meir Moda. Even he'd agree with me over here that you will not be Yotzi by saying a Shahakol. Only when you mention bread. So you cannot place Rav Huna in one of the Shitas in the Tanayim. Rabbi Yochanan, that says you are Yotzi with a Shahakol on bread. I'm going to feel Rabbi Yossi. You said I'm only like Rabbi Meir. I can even hold like Rabbi Yossi where you change the Nusach of the Bracha. Akan lokomar Rabbi Yossi hatam ele. Rabbi Yossi did not say his halacha, except for over there. Nishum dekamar brocha delo takino rabbanan. Because over there he made up his own nusach. It's no brocha that was ever fixed, that was ever coined by the chachamim. Avalom es shahakoni b'zvaro. That's a very fine brocha that the chachamim were already established. That's not called the shadavat feish shetavu chachamim bebrochas. But when he says the Shahakol de Yisrael, the Tachino Rabbanan, that Rabbanan already fixed, they coined that Nusach, Afilu Rabbi Yossi Moda. Even Rabbi Yossi would be Moda. Now, Lachor over here, we can go Pashut, what's the Halacha? We already had it before. Tosfot repeats himself. And I think I have a reason why he repeats himself. We'll see in the next Gemara. When you have a Machlok and Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, the Halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. Even Rav versus Shmuel, as long as Rabbi Yochanan versus Shmuel, as long as Rav and Shmuel are not together, but on a specific one-on-one, halakha is like Rabbi Yochanan. So Rav Huna, who's the Talmud of Rav Vav, we passing like Rabbi Yochanan over here. That if you start, that if even on all these other things, that if you say Hashem HaKol, here you'll see. Benyamin Roy, Benyamin the shepherd, he was Karach Rista, he made a sandwich. Ziyomer, and this is what he said. Rich Maria Dahai Pita. Blessed is the master of this pita. Omer Vav, Yotze. He's Yotze. It's a fine bracha. He did pretty good. He said it in Aramaic. He translated the bracha into out of Lashon HaKodesh. That's what this sugi is. Saying brachas, saying blessed art thou the Lord who produced the fruit of the vine, or something like that. According to Rav, Yotze. It's a fine bracha. He said, what did he say? He said, Mari, we'll see that. We'll see about Shem Hashem. Just a minute. Yomer Vav, Kol Baruch Hashem, Bo Hazkar Hashem. Oh, what do you mean? Vav says he's Yotzi. That's what Chaim just asked. Yomer Vav. Vav said in another place, Kol Baruch Hashem, Bo Hazkar Hashem. If you don't mention Shem Hashem, ain't a bracha. That's not a bracha. So, Yomer, we have to see that what Benyamin said is Baruch Bachmana, and Bachmana is Arami for Hashem, similar to our word God, correct? Maria, he said, Baruch Bachmana Maria Dai Pita. Blessed are you Hashem, the master of this pita. That's what you need. Ah, we'll ask another question or not. Ha be'inyin shalosha brachot. You need three brachot. Ma yatsu, what did it mean, mat yatsu? Yomir Rav, nami yatsu yatei bracha vishon. En achinami, when he says this bracha, Rich Bachmana Maria Dai Pita, he's yotzi the first bracha of Birkat Hamazon, which is Birkat Hazan. Maika Mashmalan. Okay, so you just said that he could be yotzi his bracha Rishoni, even the first part of Birkat Hamazon, with saying a bracha in Laz, in a foreign language. Maika Mashmalan. So what's the chiddush? We know this already. Alpha Gav Yama V'Lashon Chol, that even though that he said in Lashon Chol, he doesn't say the bracha in Lashon HaKodesh, Tanina. We already know there's a lach in another place. The Mishnah in Sota. Mishnah in Sota says, Ve'elo ne'amani b'chol lashon. These, there are certain things that you can specifically say only in Lashon HaKodesh, and there are things that you can say in any lashon that you want, as long as you understand what you're saying. Parsha Sota, you could say, and the Gemara over there in Sota explains what the chid, why we say over there is in any lashon. Parsha Sota, Vidoi Maitza, Kriyat Shema, Tefillah or Birkat Hamazon. Birkat Hamazon, you could say in any lashon. So what's the big chiddush that Rav says over here that you could say the first bracha, Birkat Hamazon, Birkat Hamazon, with lashon chol, estricha. No, you need both cases. You need the Mishnah and you need the chiddush of Rav. Rav is telling us an additional chiddush over here. What's the chiddush of Rav? Time to talk to me. I would have thought, Hani Mila, if we only had the Mishnah in Sota, Hani Mila. Yomer b'lashon chol, that when you said in lashon chol, ki heicha t'takninu rabbanan b'lashon kodesh. If you said it the same way that it was formulated by the rabbanan lashon kodesh, meaning the exact translation. Aval lo amar b'lashon chol, but if you don't say it in lashon chol, meaning you said it in your foreign language, ki heicha lo amar b'lashon chol heicha t'takninu rabbanan b'lashon kodesh, aim alone. But if you didn't say it in the exact translation, meaning you just said a basic translation, like this guy said. He said, Baruch Rachmana Mari Dai Pita. Blessed be Yushem, the master of this pita. If he would have said, blessed be Yushem, the one who created bread of the earth, who brought forth bread from the land, that would have been good. Lo, you would think that it wouldn't be good. Kamash Malan, the Chiddush of Rav is, and even if you say the basic formula of the bracha, even though it's not the exact translation of the Nusach of the bracha, you're Yotzi. Yossi, Kamash Malan, it be Yossi. Now the mission of Brewer in Hilchos Kriyat Shema, where he writes that you could say, Hear, O Yisrael, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. He said that you're Yossi. He says, but you should be very careful not to do it. This is many words. We don't know how to translate in Hebrew. Vishinantam. How do you translate Vishinantam? The word itself has a makhlok on how to translate Vishinantam. It's very hard to take Hebrew and to translate. People say all translations are lies, but you can't accurately portray, sometimes the Lashon HaKodesh has such depth involved in it, and therefore one should be very careful, and only in a very bidyevit situation, where a person can't even read the Hebrew, doesn't know anything, they could be, Yossi was saying these things in Lashon HaKodesh, in Lashon Chol. Rashi, Yedei Bracha Rishona, Bracha Hazan. That's, we're talking about benching. That's the Bracha Rishona, the first the Bracha before the Yom. Parshas Sotah, Kishakohen Mashbiel, when he makes a swear, the Lashon that they use over there, you could even say Lashon HaKodesh, Lashon HaKol, Vidoi Maises, Varati HaKodesh Mina Bayit. That's going on over there. Kufa. We're going to examine the formula of Bracha. It's really, we had this Machloket earlier. We had it in the end of the first parak. There's a Machloket Rav, the Rebbe Yochanan. What makes a Bracha? Just the Shem of Hashem? We had a Shita earlier on the Gemara. Rebbe Yochanan says, Shem Umalchus. You also have to have a Melech HaOlam. And according to this Benyamin, the shepherd, we already put in the word Rachman. He said, Baruch Rachmana, Maridai Pita. He did not say Melech HaOlam. So Gufa, let's examine this again. Omer Vav. Vav says, Kol Baruch She'ein Ba Hazkar Hashem Ein Bracha. If you don't mention Shem Hashem in the Bracha, it's not a Bracha. So therefore, he said Rachmana, which is translated as God in Aramaic, said it would have been fine. But Rabbi Yochanan, says, Kol Bracha She'ein Ba Malchut. If it doesn't have Malchus in it, you don't say Melech HaOlam, Ein Bracha. What do you do with it? Omer Abaya, the Vadatei Devav. We see over here, even though we have the Klal, Machloket, Rabbi Yochanan, and Vav, the Halach is like Vav, but Abaya over here says, Vadatei Devav Mestavra. It's more likely that the Halach is like Vav in this case, that even if you don't say Melech HaOlam, if you just say Bracha Ta Hashem, and a Bracha, and leaving out the Melech HaOlam, you'd be Yotze. Why? Titania, we have a Brisa that says like this. The Brisa is in the formula for Vidoi Meiser, when you do your Vidoi Meiser, it's brought down in Parshas Kitavo. Below you say, below Avadati Mitzvotecha, below Shekachti. I didn't transgress any of your mitzvahs, or pass over your mitzvahs, and I didn't forget. What does that mean, that formula we say? In the Parsha, it's one of the things that we said you could even say in Lashon Chol. Lo avadati milavrechecha. I didn't transgress, or I didn't pass by to give you a bracha, to bless, to make the bracha. What bracha? Rashi says, bracha sheh kidishad v'chadav v'tzivana lahafish tumah maisa. I did not say the bracha for taking out maisa. V'lo shekachti. So if you say, you didn't say the bracha, what did you forget that? So v'lo shekachti is a chiddush. Malahas ki eshim chalav. I didn't forget to mention your name. Meaning I said Bracha Ta Hashem. That's the price over there that you have to. I didn't forget to say Shem Hashem. I didn't say Bracha Shekhar Ishano. I said Bracha Ta Hashem. Hashem Kir Ishano. Eilu Malchus, look at that. But the price said does not say anything about Malchus. So Mistabra Abaya said that Halacha is like Rav. That you only have to have Shem Hashem, you don't have to have Malchus. Rabbi Yochanan, Tani Velo Shekhachti Melahazki Shem Chol Malchus Olav. No, Rabbi Yochanan had a different Yisrael, the price over there, he learned the price, and when it says B'lo Shekachti, it's M'lahat Gir, Shemchah, Shem Hashem, Malchus Olav, and also Malchus Olav. So even though we say Halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan, with the Rav, over here, Abaya says that Mestamet's like Rav, and he brings a price on it. So again, the Rishonim argue on whether or not if you leave out Melech HaOlam, is that a good bracha, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like Rav Yochanan, but so he did answer up the Brisa, and this Benyamin Roy had to say like this, he had to say his bracha, Baruch Rachmana Malka Mariyeh Dahai Pita, and that's Yotzi Yavrocha. The Rishonim over here bring down, it's also in the Tosfot, what about Shmona Esrei? If Iker bracha is you have to make mention of Malchus, we see all our brachas in Shemot Esrei don't have Malchus, and we say Brachat Hashem, and we call Nein Adat, and all the things, we don't have Hashem Hashem. So they're all groping with it over there, and they all manage to say their own pshatim. The pshat that's put down in the Mishnah Berurah is that when you the brachas of Shemot Esrei, because we started off with Elokei Avraham, that's considered like a Malchus, and therefore everything follows through on it. But it's a sugya within itself. Let's start the next Mishnah of Shahakol. Going back into Shahakol. The al davar she'en gidulei min ha'aretz, on anything that does not grow from the ground. Chomet shahakol ne'ebizvaro. What is it? Al ha'chomet, on vinegar. Al ha'novelos. Novelos are fruit that fell off the tree before it was ripened. The al ha'gavai, or fruits that fell off maybe, come on, we'll move forward here. Al-gavai are the locusts, pink locusts, of the kosher nut. But I did see one on Moshe Matasyal before Shabbos. Big locust. Omer shahakol nebivor, you make a shahakol on this. Rabbi Yehuda omer, kol shehu min klala, if something comes because it's a klala, meaning it's a disaster, like vinegar comes because your wine turned on you. Navala came because they fell off the tree when they were in an unripe state, and you can find you are a disaster. On these things, ein mevarchim alav. You don't make a bracha on them at all, and we'll examine, because we already saw that anything that you have hana in this world, it's us to have hana in this world without a bracha, so we'll examine Rabbi Yehuda when the Gemara gets through, which will be tomorrow. Yes, Hashem. Hayu l'thon of mini maharbe. We have many types of species in front of you. If you have eight, adamas, shahakols, and all these things, even though we touched on this sugya before, the hierarchy of brachas, we're mentioning it over here. The bracha, the more over there said, we chose that you have to say the adama rather than what was preferred to you. And over here we have a new shita. Rabbi Yehuda Meir, you have many in front of you. Rabbi Yehuda Meir, im yesh b'neim min shiva. If you have something from the shiva mean it, that takes preference. That's when he makes a bracha first, and then we will see in the Gemara go through the exact formula on which ones of the Shiva Minim go get priority in the bracha. The Chachamim Amim, Mavarech al Eze Mehem Shiyirtsa. Whichever one you prefer first, that's what you can make the bracha on, and we'll continue tomorrow.